I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the total home experience.
There's a funny phenomenon with being an organizer where you go to the person's house and you're ready to organize some stuff. And then they go, "Hey, will you put this piece of furniture together and then also mount these 50 pictures on the wall?" And you're like, "Yes." And I only say yes because I care about going above and beyond for my clients and doing what I can to really help them out. But that's really not part of the job description. And I do it because I want the whole home experience to be right, and I want it to get done, and I want them to be able to live in it and feel good about it. And when it comes to furniture too, that really helps to get the organizing stuff done. But in all honesty, that stuff should be done before I get there. It's fine that it's not. It really is. Again, I kind of just get in the zone, get it done. I luckily have a bunch of experience. I worked on Handy for a while and did a bunch of putting like IKEA furniture and stuff together. And so I'm very quick and good at it. But I really hate doing it. But I'll do it for my clients. It's, again, one of those added things that I like to help them out with. But it does take me longer to get done with stuff. And I just want them to be happy at the same time. That's a whole nother service, really, and profession. And when I start hiring people, I'm curious about how I'm going to handle that, because I don't know if I want them to have to do that stuff. Again, a little bit of hanging I'll probably mandatory have, but I think I'm just going to ask and make sure that if they have anything to hang, I'm going to have that be just like an extra $50 fee, and then I'll have a special guy that goes out and can knock everything out in an hour. That's specifically for mounting and building and putting things together, so the organizers don't have to do that job, because it's tough, and you also have to be pretty precise with it, and some people just aren't good at it, and it's taken me a while to get good at it, and like there are certain tools you need to get it done right, and you need to make sure you have those on hand, and so like sometimes they ask me to do it, I'm like, I didn't know you needed that, like I didn't bring my drill. I can use whatever you have on hand, but sometimes they don't have like a good drill, so it's just like, it's just a nightmare. But, you know, there's some things I kind of actually enjoy doing. Like the other day I mounted a shelf for a client. Like they just didn't have the pinholes to put a shelf in this one space where they wanted it, where she wanted a shelf. So it's just resting on the printer. And I, you know, had to go in there and make those holes. And it's intense because like you're trying to do it fast, and then you have to make sure it's level and quality, and you don't want to mess up the cabinetry with a bunch of holes if you do it wrong. So it's kind of one of those things where it's like you get one shot at it, and if you mess up, it's like, oh, dang it. And that's why I hate mounting stuff, because that almost always happens where you're measuring, you're being as precise as you can, and then you drill the holes, and then they're just like off by an eighth of an inch, and that just can throw everything off. And you're just like, okay, fine, whatever, I guess. I mean, obviously, I talk to a client about it and ask if they want me to redo it, and I'll obviously redo it, but then it's just a whole extra thing that I have to be cognizant about on top of the organizing that we're trying to do. So it's just one of those things that's funny, but also not very funny, because it's intense and a lot, and I don't want to ruin people's homes. I'm trying to make them better. But that's something I've now am very proficient at, is hanging stuff on walls. And even when like I build custom stuff that I want to mount, like I don't want to do the mounting. I'm going to have someone that is a professional installer and mounter, and they're going to do it. And I hate looking for studs, even though if you ever need a good stud finder, and I'll link a couple in the show notes, don't get the electronic ones. They miss so often. And I don't know I don't know. I don't understand. I think it's because sometimes the studs are further back. Whatever the case may be, it's a freaking nightmare. And you're just like poking around hoping you hit the stud and you think it's there, but it's really not. Or like you're at the very edge of the stud when you think you're in the middle. So the best one is the magnetic ones. Get one of the magnetic ones. They are the best. They find it. Every time I've used it, it hits it perfectly because you're just going off of what the drywaller did and they know exactly what it is. They put the drywall on and so they hit it perfectly every time. So get the magnetic ones are definitely the way to go. And then I also recommend for mounting stuff, the K-Pro 36-inch ruler. It comes with a handle and like these levels and these notches. It's the best one for that. I got this other one that was terrible, but I have a whole overview on the K-Pro ruler and why I love it. You can go check that out on one of the other podcasts down below. I think it's in the 20s somewhere. But that's just one of the things you go through with being an organizer is you kind of handle whatever problem comes at you. And, you know, sometimes you're, now this one is pretty funny and it was pretty fun is my clients just needed to get their laundry folded or something. They just needed to get done. I was there and the kid was just like wanting to make cookies. And he was just like, kept being like, Mom, can we make cookies? Mom, I want it. And he's like trying to already, like, he's like, I'm making them. And like, this kid is just kind of like, I'm doing it and you can either come help me or else I'm going to figure it out, which, you know, I love about that kid. But he was just like, I'm making cookies. And he started making them. He like kept coming back like, where's the da da da? Or how do I do da 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 da? And she was like, later, can you just wait? And I'm trying to do this. And I was like, would it be better if I just make cookies with them and you guys get this done? And she's like, would you really? Like, that'd be amazing. I'm like, yeah, like, let's do it. So in order to get this completed, I went and made cookies with her kid. And it was really fun. You know, I don't know when the last time I made cookies was, but I was like, I think we need to do it like this. And I let him lead completely. I would just help him find stuff and kind of like, if there's some things that are going to be way off, I'd be like, nah, I think we need a little less of that. And he'd be like, no, I'd be like, trust me, it's going to taste better. He's like, okay. But for the most part, I'm like, however you want to make them, man, we're making them on your thing. Like, you follow the instructions. I'm just sous chef and you're the chef, man. And we got them done and there were some pretty good cookies. They came out pretty well. So that was, you know, a cool, fun memory that I got to have. And that's why, again, I love this job and love this business and I'm excited to grow it and see where it blossoms. So anyhow, subscribe to the podcast if you made it this far. And if you did, I love you so very much. And other than that, check out the website, www.reliefkey.co. I have origami organizers on there that you can download and make out of an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. Make as many as you want of different sizes. I give you the guides for that, or the size papers to cut. So check that out. And other than that, remember that life's an experiment. Test, iterate to find relief.